Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. The shackles of sin can be a heavy burden to bear, and breaking free from its power can seem like an impossible task. But with the help of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can break the chains that bind us and experience the freedom that comes from living a life that is pleasing to Him. In today's message, we will explore the process of breaking the shackles of sin and how we can rely on God's strength and guidance to live in freedom. May this message inspire and encourage you to walk in the freedom that Christ has given us and to live your life in a way that brings glory to God's name. Today's topic is breaking the shackles of sin, and our Bible text is from Romans chapter 8 verse 1 to 2.
Romans chapter 8 verse 1 to 2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death.
Sin is one of the most destructive forces in our lives. It holds us captive, enslaving us to its power and preventing us from experiencing the fullness of life that God has intended for us. The Apostle Paul describes this struggle with sin in Romans chapter 7 verses 15 to 20 when he says, "I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do I do not do, but what I hate I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing." This passage describes the struggle that we all face when we try to break free from the shackles of sin. We know what is good, but we can't seem to do it. We know what is right, but we keep doing what is wrong. We are like prisoners held captive by our own desires and passions. But there is hope. God has provided a way for us to break free from the power of sin and to experience the fullness of life that He has intended for us. Before we can understand what it means to break free from sin, we must first understand the reality of sin. Sin is not just a mistake or a bad decision. It is a deliberate rebellion against God and His ways. It is a rejection of His authority and His love. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans chapter 3 verse 23. This means that every one of us has rebelled against God and His ways. We have all chosen to go our own way instead of following His plan for our lives. The consequences of sin are devastating. Sin separates us from God and from the life that He intended for us. It leads to death, both physically and spiritually. It causes pain, suffering, and brokenness in our relationships with others. But there is good news. God has provided a way for us to be set free from the power of sin. Jesus Christ came to this earth to live a sinless life and to die on the cross for our sins. He paid the penalty for our rebellion against God and opened the way for us to be reconciled to Him. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we can be forgiven of our sins and restored to a right relationship with God. We can experience the freedom that comes from being released from the power of sin. The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 8 verses 1 to 2, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death." So, how do we break free from the power of sin? How do we break the shackles that hold us captive to our own desires and passions? The first step is to recognize the reality of sin in our lives. We must acknowledge that we have rebelled against God and His ways. We must confess our sins to Him and ask for His forgiveness. The next step is to turn away from sin and to turn towards God. We must make a conscious decision to follow His ways instead of our own. This means choosing to obey His commands and to live our lives in accordance with His will. But breaking the shackles of sin is not just a one-time decision. It is a daily choice that we must make. We must constantly be on guard against the temptations of sin and be willing to resist them. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27, "I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others I myself might be disqualified." Discipline and self-control are key to breaking the power of sin in our lives. We must be willing to say no to our own desires and to choose what is right instead of what is easy or comfortable. This requires a daily surrender of our wills to God and a reliance on His strength and power to overcome the temptations that we face. The role of the Holy Spirit. In addition to our own efforts, we have the help of the Holy Spirit to assist us in breaking the power of sin in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity and is given to us when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit works in us to transform us into the image of Christ. He gives us the power to overcome sin and to live in a way that is pleasing to God. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 5 verse 16, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." The Holy Spirit also convicts us of sin and helps us to recognize when we are going astray. He guides us in making the right choices and empowers us to resist temptation. The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 8 verse 13, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live." When we break the shackles of sin in our lives, we are able to experience the freedom that God has intended for us. We are no longer held captive by our own desires and passions. We are free to live our lives in a way that is pleasing to God and that brings glory to His name. This freedom is not just a freedom from sin, but a freedom to live a life of purpose and meaning. We are able to live out our God-given calling and to use our gifts and talents to serve others. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." We must stand firm in our faith and not allow ourselves to be enslaved once again by sin. We must continue to rely on the Holy Spirit and to make daily choices that reflect our commitment to following God's ways. Breaking the shackles of sin is not an easy process. It requires discipline, self-control, and a daily surrender of our wills to God. But it is a process that is worth the effort. When we break free from the power of sin, we are able to experience the freedom that God has intended for us. We are able to live our lives in a way that brings glory to His name and that serves others. If you are struggling with the power of sin in your life today, know that there is hope. God has provided a way for you to be set free through faith in Jesus Christ. Make a conscious decision to turn away from sin and to turn towards God by seeking His help and relying on the power of the Holy Spirit to guide and strengthen you in your journey. May you be inspired and empowered by His grace to live a life that is pleasing to Him in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your grace and mercy that have set us free from the power of sin through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome the temptations and struggles that we face in our daily lives. May we be strengthened and empowered to make the right choices that reflect our commitment to following Your ways. We pray that Your light and love would shine through us, and that we would be able to use the freedom You have given us to serve You and to serve others. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Judges chapter 15, chapter 16 and chapter 17. And for the evening, Luke chapter 10 verses 1 to 24. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.